Yes, sir, man. You already know what time it is, man. This is the DSA Podcast. I'm your boy, Shaw, and as always, to my right, I got my partner, everybody's favorite country cousin, my country cousin, L Boogie.
Yes, Lord. You already know what's happening, baby.
And on today's episode, we got guests.
Uh-oh.
Our lovely counterparts.
The queens are in the house.
We got to do them like this, how they do them on a game show. We have my lovely wife, Shay. Say hey, Shay. Say hey.
Hey.
Oh, my God.
As y'all can see what's on the table, we live.
And we also have
my brother half.
There you go.
Tish.
What's up, y'all?
Hey, Sugarfoot.
And on today's episode, we just gonna talk relationships and all types of good stuff, man.
Oh,
coming
good.
Off of Valentine's Day. Mm. So let's get into it.
Mm.
Oh, yeah. Before I do anything, shout out to all the Instagram followers and everybody who continue. Not the people who be... we got bots that follow the page. Y'all need to stop.
Yeah.
It just be... That be the person that got on one post and have
yeah,
like...
Yeah, bot bullshit.
People. Yeah, we got a couple of them. But shout out to all y'all. And let's just dive into this show, man.
What
let's
do?
Hey, I think me and my wife talked about it yesterday. I heard a topic, right? So, here's a scenario. Man and a woman get engaged. They've been dating. They get engaged. They saving for a house for when they get married. They hadn't been going out. They save every penny. They cook. All this type of stuff. Mm. The wife is a huge Beyonce fan. So she goes to the bank account.
You see what happened when you said it, right?
She takes $1,000.
See what mine will do.
$1,000 out of the account for a ticket. Tells her fiance they have a huge fight. The fiance is now threatening to leave and call off the engagement.
Uh-oh.
Her reasoning for doing it is, for one, she says she makes 3 times more than what he makes. And in their joint account, she contributed $20,000 to the account. He has put in 7. So she feel like she got the right to pull that money, go to Beyonce.
See the head she
pulled out. She part of the beehive. She feel like she can do that. So as wives, right, how do y'all feel about it? What... Start going left to right. Hold on. Can't tell
you
them.
You can't do that shit. You can't do that shit. You cannot do that.
Can't do
with neither one. Uh-oh. Both of them are sitting there. Hold on, girl.
Wait, you saying left to right. That's me. I'm first. You know, like, if we're going to go into something, starting something together, like, that was your choice. You know, you made more than you did in the beginning. Like, this is the conversation. I'm about to waste $1,000 on the ticket to go see her.
I'm not going to argue. I'm with you.
Like, this is a conversation.
She basically messed up when she even put out the fact that she made more money than him.
Yeah, uh-oh.
Like, she didn't have to do that.
Some lot of people would argue, though, and say that matters.
Yep.
I mean,
but you get what I'm saying? A lot of people would say, but I'm doing 3 times more than what you doing, so I deserve to.
Okay, but humble yourself, because life will come around and change.
It will.
You're in a relationship. You made an agreement in this relationship that you're going to save for a house. So in making that agreement, in that conversation, who makes what didn't matter. So if you're in a, like, that matters now because you're not married. So when you get married, you make that matter. So you make that an issue in your marriage. Do you want to start your marriage off like that? Like, you make compromises, but sit and talk about it, but don't throw out. Don't throw out how much money
you're making. That wasn't no compromise. That was straight jacking right there.
She got that thing in there just like this.
Jacking.
I'm going to throw that out there, so I need to let y'all know what's going on. I put most of this in here, so I'm going to hear all that. If I want to spend that money, I'm going to spend that money.
That's where she coming from.
So that goes to show, when we do say I do, that shit still going to be going on.
But you also got some people that
that's
are arguing.
That's why the problem going to come in. Exactly.
You got some people that are arguing that you're not married. So that's not
true.
You know what I'm saying? Some people say you're not married. So your money is still your money.
No, not when you already agreed to put it in an account.
I agree. But y'all some people. But you know, it's a lot of people that are going to be like.
But then why can't I just say yours? You save and then when we get to. The sign is
safe,
but then we put all what we have together.
So if we go,
I think she should have just made her a little duck off account.
True.
I agree.
Either that, you know what I'm saying? She should have made like a little duck off account.
Paycheck just started.
And just told her, look, I hadn't touched none of that money. I took money. I just been stashing
away. Exactly. Since you made 3 times more.
Exactly. You make 3 times.
Put emphasis on that. So take one of them 3.
Oh, shout out to the Frank Ski Morning Show, too. That's why I heard that. I got to put that out.
Uncle Frank.
Can't take credit for they shit.
Nah, you can't do that.
But
it's a good topic, though.
But I thought that would be a good topic. Like, yeah. How would people feel? Like, how would you feel if you it ain't nothing you really want to go see that you know, I really don't need to do this. But you do it anyway.
Hmm.
It boiled down to this is what it is. She really want to go.
I take that money out. What's going on?
There's a problem. Period. Whether it is your money, like if you finna spend $1,000.
One person.
Not two. What? You ain't
you, my nigga, you ain't get me no ticket, bro.
You ain't taking me. You just taking me.
Like, damn. Like, yeah. I can't even go.
I feel like she didn't even invite them.
I can't even go, bro.
She just went ahead and bought a ticket.
One ticket.
But, I mean, he might not even care about it, but it's just the principle of the matter to me.
No, damn like, that. Buy me a ticket.
Your way,
well, I want to go or not.
I need to know that you finna spend below $1,000.
Now, you come to me like, man, I bought us a ticket.
I like Beyonce, but I ain't.
Yeah, that look too much, babe. But all right, let go. Shit.
I like Beyonce, but I ain't no like.
Man.
Is
that experience worth $1,000?
No.
I don't know. I ain't never been to no Beyonce concert.
I know. I'm sorry. Call me a hater.
Is it what y'all think? Y'all don't like her? It ain't no, is the experience of that concert worth $1,000? That's what they value. That's a regular ticket now.
Okay, no.
But we ain't talking about tickets close to the stage.
You also got to look at the fact she just this big Beyonce fan. I'm not the fan that would be like, I'm going to spend $1,000 on the ticket. But I can't speak for her because she that big fan.
Bro, I only think my wife's been $1,000.
Yeah. I ain't got nobody.
I'm to $19.99.
The only thing mine was spend $40 to go see with
you. Now, I spend a little bit of money to go see iCad.
Absolutely. That
ain't going to be $1,000.
But I still ain't going to spend $1,000.
I ain't going to spend $1,000. A little bit.
What is
it? Shit. I was going to say, well, for me, about $125 a person. If I spend $125, that's a decent ticket.
Oh, now, if it's just, if it's both of us.
But I'm saying, like
if it's just me by myself, no more than 2.
Yeah.
But if it's me and my missus, or you know what I'm saying, like
that. But see, that's the thing. You can go to a concert like that for $200-$300 and get really good seats, opposed to a Beyonce concert with $1,000. I looked at what $1,000 seat is.
Yeah.
That shit ain't nowhere near the stage. You in the wherever the back is.
$1,000.
Yeah, see, like if it was me and you going, yeah, $125, I can do that.
I'm like that with basketball games though.
Yeah.
I don't got a seat near the court. I just need to see the court.
I need to see it.
But I honestly feel like that ain't even a point. I think she messed up when she threw out the fact that she made more than him. I think she
maybe
lost.
She proud of that shit.
If you can be proud of that, but you in a relationship.
All I know is
she messed up.
That's justification for buying the ticket. That
what? That's what she
sees as.
So you already had that mentality.
She's gonna mess up during the marriage.
So
then you're gonna keep that mentality.
Yeah, you don't want to go into
a marriage with that. I just thought that was an interesting topic. I this lady spent $1,000. It's just how she set it up, though. She set it up like we've been saving. We ain't went nowhere. We ain't ate out.
So that means y'all both have sat down and agreed on this.
That's what I'm saying. Like, this is something y'all already been trying to do.
Exactly.
They made compromises together. Exactly. But you sit down and talk about it. We've already made compromises. I think I should at least be able to, you know, because this is like a once in a lifetime. But don't throw out the fact that you make more money.
That's an easy fix. Next one, I'm not going to put in as much because I'm thinking about this BLSA ticket.
Because this not going to make him say, go to the, now he's going to be like, go to the concert. I ain't going to be here when you get back. That's what's going to happen.
Pretty much.
It take my wife to say something. Rethinking this whole idea. That's an interesting take.
Yeah.
That's an interesting take.
Yeah, it is.
But hey, I'm hoping they do like a follow up to their story.
Hey, man.
Cause I would like to know how that played out.
That shit ain't going down.
$1,000 ticket though, but that better be big.
Bro, you just going to see somebody sing and perform.
You ain't
gonna
be able to take a picture with
exactly.
Him.
Come on.
You know what?
No backstage, no nothing.
I play double advocate.
He ain't get no t-shirt.
I play double advocate. Some
no
people
poster.
Might, some people might say no he sweat. Might not. He might not get that chance again.
I don't give a damn.
Cause I wanna see Jay-Z, but now I don't wanna go see Jay-Z because I'm like
if she a thousand, yeah, he probably like, five. Shit.
I'm like, I'm not gonna get to see Jay-Z perform.
No.
Unless they stream that shit.
After a year of 16 is 1.2. It's 2.4 and I'm only doing 2. Mm-hmm. So you ain't even finna give me a whole damn song. I gotta pay all that money.
I sure wanna see that was on one of my lists to see before.
I don't care.
After his wife put out $1,000. But anyway, shout out to everybody going to see Beyonce
like
concert.
Individually, more than two. If it's like if we decide to go or me and my wife decide to go, no more than about 125, 150, depending on who it is.
But you know what she ought to think about? She ought to look at those concert series where it don't cost you but like $85 to get you a seat and you got all the acts that come out. You know what I'm saying?
Part of the compromise.
Yeah, you better off going some shit like that.
And see if you can find
something you can bring a cooler to.
You got rats on.
That's the move.
Look, man, ready for that. Yeah,
something you can bring a cooler to. Them type of concert. When you on a budget, when you on a budget, you got to look for the whole type of concert. Shit, they might sing a Beyonce song. Shit. You don't know. You might get a Beyonce song.
Just bring out. Nigga,
bring out, start singing Halo. She'd be the country version.
Oh hell no!
It'd be they do shit like that at them concerts, bro. You go to a concert, the artist guaranteed.
Bro, how would you? How would you say that in the country?
I don't know. I don't listen to country music. But
Halo.
Hey, Lane. I don't know. Yeah, I'm rethinking this. My boy started singing.
He started singing.
What did we create?
Oh, man.
Anyway, I thought that would be a good topic. Moving on to something totally different. I have a question for all of us. Like, how long y'all been married now? Y'all got anniversary coming up in a month or so. Yeah, I remember I was there. I was in the wedding. When
you were there.
How long this year?
Six years. Been together 8, 9. Yeah.
So we've been. This is our 11.
No, it's 12. Not.
Oh shit. It's 12. Oh shit.
Nigga, you been. If it's over 10, you got the right to forget what the fuck it is. That just mean you in it for the long term.
Bro, you get a pad though, cause look how long y'all been together, bro. Like you get a pad.
I still remember shit from high school. I can't keep up with all this shit. I can't. Bro, somebody at work asked me the other day, how old I was talking about one of the kids. I said, how old is it? I was like, hell, I don't know. After you get over 3, nigga, you just be like, it's your birthday? Come on, let me get you some. You should be like,
you got the phone.
Yeah. You got 10. Think about it. I gotta remember my birthday, your birthday, my mama's birthday, child number one so birthday, child number two birthday, child number three birthday, child number four birthday. After a while, you just be like, is it your birthday? Come on, let's go get something for your birthday.
Is it your birthday? Gonna remind you anyway that
like, it's, that shit rough. So that shit hard to do, but.
Hey. Ooh, but boy, I have a hard time behind
me. Yeah, but.
Pray for my wife.
It is hard.
I have a hard time behind
me. It ain't hard, but it's hard.
I remember everybody's
birthday. Y'all supposed to. When y'all gonna get this?
Yeah, man.
Y'all supposed to do stuff like that. Not us.
We ain't made to remember all that shit.
I try.
It's a reason why for a long time all my past songs are the same thing. It's hard to remember everything.
Hello?
But anyway, y'all threw me off my whatever my topic was. how to keep a relationship fresh. See, y'all been married 6 years. We going on however many
12.
That many right there. That's how many we been on. So... keeping a relationship fresh. This is not a way to keep a relationship fresh.
but I'm struggling out here, boy.
On how to keep a relationship. So since we got ladies here, I want to ask y'all, what's a way to keep your relationship fresh? Because I see more and more people go through the divorce and breakups now than ever.
Then back
and
then
you know what I'm saying? Like, old folk, like a generation before, like our parents, man, them folk able to be married for 60, 70 years, man. Like, her mom and dad have been married for that damn eons, boy. That shit ain't, that shit is ancient, boy.
Like the...
But I don't see our
generation... 80 years.
I don't see our generation doing it.
That's only because y'all like, not saying anything about your
dad,
you know, back then, Papa was a rolling stone and it was
okay.
Yeah, I know that. Like, as long as you kept the home good.
I'm the stone.
But now we built.
Just straight up. I'm the stone.
Yeah, like, now we built independent women, like, the tolerance.
I wonder, like, what keeps a relationship fresh? Because we got to tell her how to keep. Like, once you get married for a long time, well, not a long time, for a while, right? You get comfortable with all the little...
the routine.
All the little new things that your partner do, even the thing that frustrates you, you get used to it after a while. You just be like, that's just that person right there.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying? It's part of who they are. You feel me? But you got to keep the relationship fresh, because if you don't, it'll get stale. And then you start looking at each other like this. Like, I had the benefit to be married to my best friend from when we were basically kids. You know what I'm saying? So,
we were.
But I've been able to actually grow up and at times grow apart. And then when we come back together, we still watching each other grow in different ways. And you get to learn all that stuff. So, what keeps it fresh is, well, now it's like children and activities keep everything fresh. But as far as our relationship, for us, what helps keep it fresh is just being, I'm trying to put the right word.
Yeah, because she finna check your ass.
I'm trying to put in the right
so
word.
So what you finna say then?
Nah, it's just like for me and her, right? It being in tune, like with each other, and for us, we don't agree on everything, but we still know how to talk, laugh. You know what I'm saying? It's communication, but it feel like it go deeper than communication though, because sometimes we ain't got to talk. We can just sit there and be watching the same thing, and just laugh. You know what I'm saying?
And most sex.
That helped too.
Two thumbs up.
That helped.
That
helped.
Yes.
But that for us. So what's what you think
It's definitely communication, because like we literally ain't nothing we can talk about.
It's supposed to be that way though.
Like sometimes we find ourselves talking about some dumbass shit and just be tripping off of it.
Like shit,
yeah.
For real. I ain't even gonna bullshit you though, T. He type nigga that gonna have that conversation in the goddamn. He was like that. He was like that when we were little kids.
Same way.
Damn. I ain't even gonna bullshit you. Ain't no
way though, shit.
He was trying to have that conversation.
Like,
this shit do not surprise me. When a nigga say shit, I be like, he can't.
Like, what are we talking about?
We have some of the most deepest conversations, but at the same time, we have some of the most weirdest conversations. But it all works.
So being able to have like that open,
just being open with everything. Like, granted, I know it's a lot of shit I do to get on nerve.
Amen.
I know. Amen. I mean, I don't need all the sidebars.
See, that's the shit that get the boy. <under the ball. laughs>
I mean, I know for a fact there's a lot of shit I do that get on her nerves.
But I get on your nerves.
But guess what? It's a bunch of shit she do get on my damn nerves.
Like, it's mutual.
It's mutual, bro. But on top of that, there's a lot of shit she do that I love.
That outweighs everything. Yeah,
100%
better.
So, I mean, I'm about to tell motherfucker quick now, bro. I'm good. I can have all that nonsense going on out here in the world. I'm good where I'm at. I got a rare one.
It's a lot.
Mine is rare.
It's a lot
of
nonsense.
We come across those too often.
But yeah, I just wanted, like, tonight, for instance, we all went out and had dinner, which we don't, it ain't so much our kids that keep us from going out. It's the schedule of our kids that keep us from going out. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? Like, we at that sweet point where we got one for to graduate. We got one still in high school doing everything. Mm-hmm. We got one in elementary that's starting to do a lot more. And we got the little one who just starting to do something.
Yeah.
So it's like that schedule is just a loop. Like, if I'm off on a Friday, the middle one might have a basketball game in here in council. Now I'm like, damn, my God, I need to try to be in a basketball game. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Or Saturday coming, and we got basketball, we got dances and gymnastics. I forgot about that shit, flipping and shit. So it's just like, them schedules keep us from jail.
Well, I'm gonna have to come get you. We gotta go to the bar and have a drink, right?
Yeah, I gotta buy it now. We can just see the driveway and pull up.
I can see the stress on you,
but you know what? It ain't so much stress. It's just like, it keep us from doing a lot of just like
that
date
y'all
night.
Wanna do to go.
Yeah.
It keep us from wanting to be in that
date.
We
was night. Just like, y'all need to take a picture. Y'all don't get out much.
And I was like, what the fuck we gonna take a picture for?
I started laughing like it was a joke.
They said, take a picture. I said, why? Because it's Saturday. It's Saturday.
They gotta be some little more special.
So we don't go nowhere, bro.
We don't.
It's just, that's how it be. So like for us tonight, we was just like, hey, milk every moment we out.
But I will say, it's exciting. Like for me, going out with him, having time with him, I've been excited all week.
Yeah.
We scheduled it, and I've been excited just to have that time.
Hey, that's no
with
sign.
Him.
I've been pointing out signs of why we old.
Yeah.
That's no sign. We got schedule shit.
I'm not. Yeah. The only thing we schedule is dates.
You got to sit in the gallery.
That's
the only thing we schedule.
What we doing tonight?
So I don't consider that us being old. I consider that us being tired and airy.
Hey. Look at me. We old.
Yeah.
It's just gonna put it out there. We old.
I don't even know why she's tripping. She older.
Wait a minute.
She older.
You the oldest one in here.
I'm never gonna say I'm old. Because I guarantee me and Tish both look like the youngest people on camera.
Nope.
I want to end in
bottom. You saying I go for a fifth grade outside.
Damn, mine do look like a damn. I ain't even spot mine in her damn picture today. She took one too. She's standing like this. I ain't even see her face at the bottom right side of the corner. I'm looking at all the kids. I'm like, oh, these are students. Okay.
They aging like Benjamin
Button. I'm looking like that. Oh, that's you.
They got that Benjamin Button shit.
That was it. I'm going backwards.
I'm afraid we gonna end up with the Morgan Freeman. He gonna be old head.
He gonna be 5 years old.
Instead of looking like Morgan Freeman.
He gonna be like himself. Oh my!
But nah. That's good shit to know, like how to keep a relationship fresh. Like I said, I see more people in our generation now going through divorces and all types of stuff, right? But I look at the generation before, like our parents and shit.
I think, like I said,
our parents, they relationship is ancient, bro. Like that shit been around forever.
Somebody today, I heard it said, like they wanted a ring. So, like somebody else, like, oh, girl, get you a ring. She's like, no, I want somebody to give me a ring, but it wasn't, she didn't want to be married, it wasn't, I want a love, I want to share my life with somebody, I want a ring, I want a wedding. Like, we married for different reasons now. Okay, they look at the wrong thing, like, with me and Shaw.
It only took us 3 months to plan a wedding, and it wasn't a big wedding.
We didn't.
Because all I wanted was the man. Well, it wasn't planned to be a big wedding.
All I wanted was him. Plans were to go to the courthouse.
That was our plan.
And yeah, I won't tell him, I think I had told you, I was like,
yeah,
I'm going to need a witness at the courthouse. We're going to get married.
We didn't want the wedding. That was our family. But
they like, nah, y'all gotta have a wedding. Mm-hmm. Like, you ain't gotta have shit but a marriage license.
Cause that's
but they like, you gotta have a wedding. And I'm like,
alright. I wanted was him. And that was my purpose.
Do you know?
I think I pulled too much T.O. than they cooked.
Pitch did though. That was a conversation way back in the day, right? And it was 1, 2, 3, 4, about 5 guys sitting at the table.
I believe I remember that conversation.
And the conversation was a little bit like this. So, bro, who y'all think gonna get married first? Well, we know damn well that ain't gonna be Shaw.
Was Shaw at first?
Yeah,
I was married first.
Did we just have that conversation?
So it went on. Like, well, we know damn well that ain't gonna be Shaw. It probably gonna be between Monty and D.
I just had my money on D. I did.
We ain't sure about Jermaine.
We ain't sure about Stan B. I ain't even have no nothing in that state.
It's gonna be between Monty and D.
I had my money on D. I was like D.
Whole time I'm sitting there like, shit.
We all lost that. But we literally just had that conversation.
But see, this is the thing, though, dog.
Like,
we had that conversation, right, before Jordan was born.
Yeah.
Okay, so, like, when that nigga was born, nigga, shit had to straighten up real quick. Like, I had to stop doing this, do more of this.
Yeah.
So I was forced to just grow on up, yeah. You feel me, as opposed to just... living like just life, like I'm just happy to be alive, just out here.
Yeah.
When he was born, it was more like, oh shit.
Shit, real.
Yeah, I gotta goddamn pay for somebody else now. It ain't just my admission.
Ain't no more business on Friday, Saturday. Right? Yeah, like, just Friday.
Damn. So that changed everything. Like it changed my mindset. Like automatically, it changed my mindset.
Yeah.
Now, did I know I was gonna still think I was gonna be the first one to get married? No. I didn't think I would. I still thought D was the one that was gonna get married before I did.
I didn't think you were gonna
simply be because they were already living together.
Yeah.
Before, like, me and Shay had got engaged, so I was still think they were gonna
get married. Well, I didn't think you were gonna get married first, but I knew it was gonna be Shay you get married too. I said that the highest and told you that.
That was C-Man saying.
I didn't think it was ever gonna happen.
See, this was... Nah, we were still in high school with this.
Damn.
C-Man said the same thing.
We still in high school with him. I want to say we was... When he moved out there. I was senior year. Yeah. Who's at the high senior table? I said, yeah, bro, you going to marry up. They're going to be the one you married. She said, I ain't even getting married. I'm like, all right. But no, if you ever decide to get married, that's going to be the one you marry.
C-Man said the same thing. C-Man was like, yeah, man, I knew you would say you won't get married. I'm like, man, ain't no shit.
He finally got his senses.
They ain't finally figured out, dude.
I'm going to tell you, the fucked up boy was, I asked her to marry me, and she laughed at me.
Why do you keep saying that?
Bro, she laughed at me.
Bro, you get laughed at me.
Look at how much, Monty.
We watching.
Look at how much you put me through. Of course I thought he was guilty.
I feel you, see.
Hey, I had it in my head. I'm like,
I'm sorry because I was there through all of it.
And you seen it.
Bro, she ain't just laugh. She let out like one of them. She let out one of them joker laughs. Just, ha, 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 ha.
Really? Joker. You don't remember that. I don't remember that.
Man, you don't remember nothing. You done had like three cups. You don't
really?
Know,
bro.
She don't remember nothing.
I remember nothing.
Bro, she laughed at
like
me
this.
In my face.
I did laugh at
I was dead serious, though. I was just like, well, damn.
Do we need to sit down break and up? She, like, what?
Like, she clicked back in. She like, oh, you for real? I was like, yeah, all right. I want to add that shit.
Every time you ask, that day, I said yes.
And then we were watching Jump the Broom.
Look, he asked after we got done with the movie.
Hey, but why did he get in my process?
He asked.
Might as well.
So, who's gonna not laugh?
Oh, so then what it is, then? I can go ahead and go ahead and do this.
I might as well get some tips.
You said, when you married
me. I make sure you're on point with it. I'm with you, bro. I know.
The movie was just that good.
Bro, my proposal was so jet plain.
I
didn't
say what proposal.
Because it really wasn't no.
Mine was a proposal. It wasn't
no down. It was really a question. Bro, we sitting on so watch TV, right? We was in Florida. And just, I don't know when I'm watching TV, and I just like, you want your girl to get married?
And she laughed at shit.
Hey, but she was right there with me. She was like, yeah, we can.
At least your answer answered all the time. She laughed at me.
Hey, it felt like one of those, you want to go Longhorn? Yeah, we can.
Bro, we had just watched this touch and move. And I was just like,
but it was so plain and simple.
You want to get married?
Yeah, I'm like,
oh, you're for real?
Like,
no,
I never say no. I always knew what I wanted. That's the thing. I always knew that I wanted to be with you.
Well,
I'm glad we went through it, though.
But that shit was so simple.
It meant to me. Now, I will say this, like, I remember our wedding, but it, like, it happened so fast that it, like, parts of it, I don't remember it at all.
Yeah.
I remember
our
wedding.
I was there.
I guess it's different for a bride, though.
So, what part do you not remember?
Yeah, what part don't you remember?
Damn.
Since y'all bought it up, we might as well know.
But here's the other question. If we don't remember, how are we gonna remember the text?
No, I think they asked them like, what do you
They just said, what don't you remember?
Okay, so
if I don't remember it, how I'm gonna be able to remember the text?
Let us know. What do you remember?
Fill in the gap.
At first, I remember bits and parts of y'all wedding, right? But when we got like downstairs with a drink full.
Yeah, see that was this.
That shit wiped out of everything. I was drunk by the time I left.
I did come in. I do remember dancing.
I mean, I remember the ceremony.
The ceremony was hot.
remember
it was hot as shit.
It was hot, but it was a beautiful
And then I fucked around and took that damn, what was it, cayenne pepper?
Yeah. I like that part of the ceremony.
Took that shit to the head. What that shit like? It took me out of the box.
That was a very nice part of the ceremony. What? When y'all was taking different...
That shit wasn't nice. That shit was nasty. You don't do that shit again in my life.
Who did it?
Was it
that nigga?
No, no, no,
that nigga.
He said he wanted something different. So
I'm not that damn some, different.
Yes, you that did. Was, I got bro. Something different.
Cayenne pepper, apple cider vinegar.
Yeah, that sounds disgusting.
What was the other one?
It was something sweet for the sweet moments. It was something for the bad moments. It was sweet sour, bitter, and then that was the cayenne pepper to keep it spicy. What you said, Sean, in the beginning, how you keep the relationship going? The cayenne pepper. You don't have to eat cayenne. You don't have to do the cayenne. No, but see, here's the thing. She only did part of her.
She didn't do the whole thing. She in the wind, though. I took this motherfucker to the head, bro. And I'm talking about as soon as I swallowed that bitch, everything sweat.
That was out of love.
Damn,
that love. I was standing there looking at you. I'm like, boy, that,
he taking all that shit.
That shit sound like gonna have your boot hole. The boot hole gonna be loose after that, boy. You gonna be sitting on the toilet after taking all that shit, boy. Cause that shit sounded horrible. Hey, I'm like, oh my
God. I remember telling him, how this shit is. My sweat everywhere.
I will say this though.
We had that big ass hot air light.
It was a night it was wedding. Like I liked y'all wedding because I didn't have to dress up like. That one thing I was telling her, I was just like, I'm so tired of dressing up. I'm like, I hope that don't never one of these niggas ever get married again.
Well, she knew how hot nature I was.
I loved that. I went with that, just trying to put on the suit and all that. That was dope. Then what we gonna do? We gonna switch it up.
Get the suspenders going, get the bow tie going. And
of course, we all like the reception. The reception.
Oh, yeah. Reception
was it. Now, I will say this. I ain't never got as drunk ever at a reception as I did at Jermaine wedding.
Yeah, we got drunk as shit at
his. Oh, my God. I couldn't even. I had to get her keys. I said, huh, you drive.
I probably drove. I was tight, but I was all right leaving. I was tight, but I was all right leaving. We weren't together yet. I don't think y'all was together. I was still loose out here in these streets.
Yeah, cause D got married right after. Didn't D get married after?
He got married a year after.
Yeah, I was tight at him reception, but
see,
I was
y'all two wedding. I was still out here.
Well, see, I win.
Jermaine wedding too.
I win. I remember.
Nah, we
together. Yeah, y'all was together, Jermaine.
Nah, yeah, we was together. Was y'all? Right.
You can sit up.
Say.
I say myself.
She's talking about, yeah, do that. Set your ass up. You can have your four beers.
And it's for a the win.
I remember the majority of the wedding, but I remember my back was hurting. So you remember we went like bowling or some shit.
That's all he talked about is his back.
Man, you don't understand though. If I could have called the wedding off, I probably would have said, fuck this shit, my back hurt right now.
Yeah.
I could barely stand up in the bed. Like the whole time they were getting dressed, I was sitting down, like, I ain't changed clothes until 5 minutes before the wedding. And when I put my clothes on.
Was hurting. My shit, the wedding.
My shit was still.
He's like, was you happy?
Hell yeah.
Gosh. Talk about back pain.
I was like, you just don't know how bad my back.
Back is killing me.
I sat down the whole time. They were looking at the dress. I ain't get dressed until 5 minutes before I went. That's how bad my back was. Like, I couldn't move. I was just sitting in that chair, like, and then everybody kept coming up there, you know, y'all stand up and hold on. I'm like, man, somebody tell these niggas.
Bro, you know what I
do? Stay down there. I'll be down there in a minute.
You know what I don't remember? Actually getting ready for D-Wade.
I remember they had to get to the church so early.
Yeah.
And wasn't nobody there. We were the only nigga there. We were the only nigga at church.
You go through that a lot too. The back pain and the fact that they hadn't been to church too early.
Yeah, we were just there.
But see, they told her to be there though, didn't they?
Yeah.
They told her to be there. Like, I was like, okay.
Y'all were
there
early
for
us.
Nah, we were there before the people who opened the church.
Can you give me a happy birthday?
So they opened church. Jesus had showed up. Yeah. We had to wait.
Just give me a happy moment.
Good Lord, I got there. They unlocked
the church. I was like, yeah, bro, we him.
And they, cause they told her they wanted to get. They said they wanted to get pictures of us putting on our stuff.
Uh-huh.
But it, like, the photographer came a lot. I think the photographer was waiting for Shay to get there. And then they started, cause like once she got there, they started doing pictures. But by then, they were dressed. We hadn't been there 2 hours.
We had to act like we was getting dressed and take pictures. Yeah. Like we were dressed.
So it was just like, I was just like, I've been taking pictures. Yeah. But ain't nobody.
Cause I remember you took your, we had you take your jacket back off.
I took.
And with somebody else.
And I remember Pastor came.
One of us, we took our jacket back off. Made it look like we were just putting it on.
Yeah. But I remember walking down the church, and right before we walked out, Pastor Luke kind of grabbed me. He was like, is you nervous? And I wanted to be like, man, you better get your goddamn hand off my head. But I was just like, nah, I'm good.
This shit hurt right now.
I'm like, I'm good. And when we walked out, I remember all of it.
And that's one thing I can't say. I was not nervous. I was just excited.
Nah, I was nervous.
Like, the whole, that whole day, I was just excited.
Was you nervous? I don't know that I was nervous. I guess so, because I really said with this wing. I remember that part.
Yeah.
I wasn't nervous.
She did say with this wing.
With the wing.
Was it drum or flat? What we doing?
Everybody, the one question everybody can ask me is, man, you think you gonna cry? I'm like, nah, nigga, it ain't a funeral.
Okay, like, what the hell?
When I tried to cry, he wouldn't let me. I'm just like, I felt like that was a good moment to cry.
No.
And he's just like,
Because
it was unexpected.
And then I didn't expect all them people to show up.
And I didn't expect that either. Yeah. I didn't expect
that. I ain't even pass out that damn thing.
I ain't
even
gonna tell nobody.
I didn't say, I know I did for hours.
That nigga just showed up.
Yes, yeah. You did. Let's like, we were like, cutting the list.
Like, no. We had a list of people, then we got to a point where we was just like, I told her, I said, man, I know my family gonna show up.
Yeah.
But I like, I pretty much got an idea.
Of who it is.
Who in the family gonna show up. Yeah.
My church family was just like, I was passing out invitations to certain people, and then I just got, so we're coming to the wedding, so it's just like, okay, the whole church is invited.
All right, so who gonna do the vote?
So when we got out there,
we need an A&B selection. Hello.
when we walked out there, I was like, all right, I did not invite all these down here.
But you know what?
I did not, but it was cool though.
I
was
like,
that
would have made me panic. Like, was it enough food for everybody?
But see, that's the thing. We only did a reception for the people, for our close family, and for the party.
It was dessert.
Yeah.
Yeah, we just did it for our closest people.
Yep.
And I remember telling folks after the wedding when we were taking pictures, Like, I was telling certain people, hey, man, we, you know, man, we ain't going to be here long because I think we had reservations somewhere. So, yeah, we had to kind of just celebrate and then, boom, hit the road.
No, everything just happened so fast from the proposal.
For the wedding that we did not even try to.
Yeah, because we
ain't trying to do none of this.
That day, I laughed at him. And he kept from telling me that he wants to marry me, and yeah. I said yes. We said that we were going to the courthouse, and then we was gonna do Sex in the City style.
Oh.
We was gonna go have us a little Golden Corral afterwards.
Yeah, we gonna get our parents, you know, go get something to eat, and we married.
Fuck the buffet up.
That was a no.
They wouldn't let me have it.
We planned the wedding in 3 months. Mm.
3 months, too. We had 3 months to, like, plan everything.
And we did not pick
most
the date.
Most people have a couple of
months. We didn't pick
months.
Our date.
Y'all didn't pick our date?
We didn't pick our wedding date.
No. If you notice, our wedding was the weekend of Thanksgiving. Like, Thanksgiving was that Thursday. We got married that Saturday.
Everybody was in town.
Yeah, like, her whole family was in town already. So, we were like, they're going to be the weekend we get married.
They picked the date, and we were there.
Our date came because I kept damn getting confused with birthdays. My sister and my grandma.
But you're far away. Is it the weekend?
Mother's Day weekend.
Uh-huh. Mother's Day
weekend? I kept trying to give either my sister or my grandma, my dad and mama.
That was a good weekend.
Birthday, May 13th, and neither one of them is 13th.
Dang.
That's how that happened.
That was a good weekend to get married. Like, we were always wondering, like, when did they plan on having they wedding on Mother's Day weekend?
Wasn't even thinking about that part. Like, that just was... I was like, well, shit, we'll just do May 13th then. You know what I'm saying? Because I kept trying to make it one of his birthdays, and it's not.
So,
one of them is the 9th, and one of them
is so,
the venue, what date they have.
And that, too, okay. The venue.
So, before we get into our closing, was the wedding worth it, or is all that overrated?
Overrated.
Oh, come on, ladies.
Overrated.
She might say it's worth it.
No, I think that, you know, I'm a simple person. I do believe that because our families got involved, we got pictures and everything.
Hey, my wife's old.
But I would have been just as happy with just going to the courthouse.
So it's overrated.
I don't feel like.
You get a long explanation. Overrated.
Okay, overrated. It's overrated.
Oh,
is that
God.
All you want? It's overrated.
Okay. Overrated.
Marriage. This is what you
need. What you think? What y'all think? Overrated? Or is it worth it?
Overrated.
It's
bro.
Never.
Like,
we put you like this.
No, that's what determined our own wedding date.
What?
Because we were already going to Jamaica. That was on May
12th. Oh, y'all were going to Jamaica.
Shout out to my boy.
Y'all were going to
Jamaica. That was prompt
that. I thought about it.
That was prompt that. That's what prompt
that. I thought about it. His wedding was Jamaica.
They are literally 7 days after
it was that next weekend, right?
We got married this Saturday. They got married the following Saturday.
So we're going to turn this into
our honeymoon.
Yep.
Because I remember before the wedding started, Elway and Novak, when they walked into y'all room. When they walked in, I looked at that nigga, I said, damn, bro, you just got a wedding that weekend coming up.
Yeah.
You got one
and then
weekend.
The crazy thing was, that same day, he had him and Kato had a video shoot. That when he shot Dance. That same day.
I like, damn, boy, you having a wedding that week, ain't you? Well, you at this wedding, you got to be in your wedding.
Yeah, because we left that Thursday. Yeah, that Thursday.
So y'all would say it's overrated.
Definitely overrated.
Yeah, overrated, yeah.
Because I mean, for everybody else, it's really.
I always thought it was overrated.
Okay, ooh, I know we finna close it, but they finna probably finna stir the pot. I've said it before to mine, so we should be good. But I honestly think marriage is overrated.
Huh?
From a legal standpoint, because
the
paperwork and shit. Because all you're doing is, I mean, at the end of the day, you're making the choice to stay with that person and be with that person for the rest of your life. So
you're thinking the paperwork,
yeah, like that paperwork shit.
Yeah, because like, I was gonna say we almost missed it. Because the courthouse was closed. They was closing. We got married Thanksgiving weekend. And we got the paperwork.
That's what I'm saying. Like, all that paperwork.
Okay,
I think that part is just overrated.
Now, I think the whole wedding was overrated. I was like, I could deal without that. But looking back at it, I'm glad we did it because in any other circumstance, I wouldn't have been taking those type of pictures. I wouldn't have had that type of, you know what I'm saying?
Yeah,
like, in little moments, in old pictures, you'd be like, well, I'm kind of glad we did it. But I would have been just as happy to take a picture in front of the court high. Like, we did it.
And that's how
we did it.
That's how you know, though, because I would have been just as happy as just going to a courthouse saying I do to him.
The whole wedding.
Over going through the whole. It was nice having to go pick out the wedding dress. I didn't pick out my bridesmaid dress.
You do other than say I do?
I said I do.
That's all you did.
That's all I wanted to.
I was just going to say what made our sweet.
They should have put you in a wheelchair and then roll you down the aisle so you wouldn't have to walk.
I was too cute.
We didn't have to pay for our wedding.
We paid for stuff.
Man, I ain't paid for
nothing.
Them niggas came to me and said, hey, this your tuck season.
Okay, so I guess I
good with this cover? I'm like,
yo, I'm straight.
It wasn't a lot.
That's how they did, man. They like, this the color you going to be wearing? You good with that?
I picked the colors. I did pick the colors.
I mean, we did have family to help.
Yeah.
That wanted to help.
Yeah, there's a lot of stuff but we really didn't have to pay for.
The venue. We didn't have to pay for the venue. We didn't have to pay for photography.
You know what? I had never been into that.
I think the only thing we really
until then,
paid for.
I ain't never been in there.
Was the alcohol. We didn't pay for that.
No.
We didn't pay for the alcohol.
Good, so we drunk a lot of it.
Yeah, we did.
Shout out.
I think most of our spending went into the honeymoon.
We spent more.
Yeah, we didn't.
It was a guilt.
Our honeymoon.
Oh, man, that was dope. We spent more on our honeymoon than we did our wedding as a whole.
But see, look where y'all honeymoon
but
was.
But Jamaica, man.
That's worth it.
Hell yeah.
But I just wanted to get it before we wrap up. See, was it overrated? Yeah. But I'm glad
overrated.
We went through it. I'm glad y'all went through it. We was there, part of it.
I'm thankful. I'm thankful for my marriage. So. I'm thankful for my husband. I got a good man. I got a good man.
Why that nigga look like a big ass kid in a candy store? Like he wanted to say something that wouldn't come out. And then I'm just gonna smile.
But anyway. It's about that time. We are wrapping this thing up.
Oh, man.
This has been a fun episode.
Woo.
I'm glad we
had it. Ain't even like a little show idea.
I'm glad we had the beautiful ladies on.
Y'all should have us back again soon.
We will never.
Oh, shit. Look, we done started.
I don't know if we can bring y'all back on.
This is a good perspective.
Yes. Huh? Women's perspective.
Anyway, hey. Make sure you check out the DSA podcast on Instagram. Check us out on all major streaming platforms.
Perspective DSA show.
Cool. Oh, yeah. Check out the DSA podcast YouTube page. We went out tonight. I took footage of my first.
Yeah, y'all be on the lookout for that food blog. It's coming on the DSA
podcast. So
they're
going to be on the YouTube page. I think I'm going to make it.
Twitter is on the way as well.
I'm going to make it a YouTube short. YouTube shorts? I'm making a YouTube short.
You might want to do a short.
We're going to do that. But while we at it, man, give them the flood. Tell them where they can get you and hit you up.
Shit, I ain't nowhere. You already know.
I think so. I ain't nowhere.
I'm just out here.
It taking me a long time to drink this year. I'm
scared. But you already know what it is, man. You find me at your country cousin, man. IG. Leave me alone on TikTok. I ain't even really just I done heard too much stuff and read too much stuff about TikTok, so I don't even want to fool TikTok no more.
But that TikTok dangerous,
man. It is. It is. You can find me on Twitter at LBookie82. That's my flick page. It is what it is. Ash nipples and wet elbows. That's just what it is.
Valentine's week, that Twitter
yeah,
going crazy.
That shit was going stupid. Yeah, man, that was real. That was where I be at. Come see me.
Hey, as always, catch us at the DSA Podcast on Instagram. Catch me at Schultzboy82. Go check out my brand page at Brilliant Ignorance on IG. And like I said, catch
they
us.
They ain't on social media, so.
Oh, they on social media.
Yeah, they on.
Give y'all social media.
They own it, but they ain't okay. On it. Give, like, they got it.
But give them.
I'm good.
She had oh, weirdos in her.
I don't know.
We got to get her a new page.
Yeah, all types of folks that pop up.
Yeah.
But, hey, check us out on all major streaming platforms. This season, we will be hitting YouTube up. Check us out on that.
Day.
Oh, he's going to stunt. Don't stunt, man.
Kicks of the day.
Don't stunt with New York City Hirachi. I see.
Kicks of
the
day.
Yeah, all major streaming platforms.
Time to bring that back, baby.
I gotta start working on our Twitter page.
Yep.
I gotta start working on that. But IG page will be starting to be flooded real soon.
Yes, Lord.
With
yes,
a lot
Lord.
Of different clips, a lot of different stuff like that. And hey, we appreciate the wives being part of the show.
Thank asking, you, ladies.
She been asking to be on.
Love y'all. Mean it.
No, she ain't been asking to be on. She been
yeah,
like, did you give me my shout out? Babe, I put you on though. The biggest shout out, yeah. I might even get me some tonight.
You put on the nice about me.
Put on the screen.
You say something
yeah,
nice about
oh,
me.
Oh yeah, that's right. I have kids.
Yeah, right. Say something nice about me. Say something nice about me.
You are beautiful.
Mine is 13.
Man, them niggas is in our bed.
Up through there.
They in our bed, hey.
Hello.
So we don't get that luxury. But hey, as always, man, this is the DSA Podcast. And we are
out.